Welcome to Lose Lips, all the things you wanted to say but didn't know how to say it. Today's topic is Russian interference in our election again. Now, Russian interference in the 2016 election was a significant and controversial issue. The Russian government engaged in several activities with the following goals: sabotaging Hillary Clinton's campaign. Russia aimed to undermine the presidential campaign of Hillary Clinton. Tactics included hacking and leaking sensitive information related to her campaign, boosting Donald Trump's campaign. Russia actively supported the presidential campaign of Donald Trump. They used covert social media campaigns to promote Trump's candidacy, increasing political and social discord. Russia sought to create divisions within the United States. Their interference aimed to exacerbate existing tensions and sow discord among Americans. The Mueller probe investigated these allegations, concluding that Russia indeed interfered in the election through hacking and social media campaigns. While the Trump campaign benefited from this interference, no direct charges were filed against Trump associates for conspiring with the Russians. The impact of this interference remains a topic of ongoing debate and investigation. So why does Russia interfere in our election? Russia interference in U.S. elections is a complex issue with several motivations. Now, here are some of the key reasons, and you have to understand, with Putin winning his current rigged election, it is obvious that he has ulterior motives globally. So what does he want to do? Destabilizing the United States. Russia seeks to weaken the United States internally by creating divisions, undermining trust in democratic institutions, and exacerbating social and political tensions. A destabilized United States is less likely to challenge Russia's actions on the global stage. Geopolitical rivalry. The U.S. and Russia are geopolitical rivals with differing interests. Interfering in United States elections allows Russia to assert its influence and counter American dominance. Retaliation and revenge. Russia perceives U.S. actions such as NATO expansion or sanctions as hostile. Election interference is a way to retaliate and level the playing field. Promoting pro-Russian candidates. Russia supports candidates who are sympathetic to its policies. By promoting pro-Russian candidates, Russia aims to shape United States foreign policy in its favor. Look at the Republican Party now. Not only are they falling apart and very divided, it is obvious that many of the Republicans that support Trump also support Putin. Testing cyber capabilities. Election interference serves as a testing ground for Russia's cyber capabilities. It allows them to refine techniques for future operations. Domestic politics in Russia. Putin's regime uses anti-U.S. sentiment to bolster its domestic legitimacy. Portraying the U.S. as an adversary helps rally support within Russia. So what are the measures that are being taken to prevent further interference? Preventing foreign meddling in United States elections is crucial for safeguarding democracy. Here are some key measures being considered. Campaign finance reforms. Honest Ads Act. enhanced disclosure for political ads on online platforms. Many paid communications lack transparency, and this act would address that issue. This CLOSE Act eliminate dark money by requiring groups engaged in campaign spending to reveal their donors. Advertisement disclaimers set clearer guidelines for paid-for disclaimers in all advertisements linking to information about the funding of their sources. Securing election infrastructure. Strengthen cybersecurity for voting systems, voter registration, databases, and election management systems. Promote paper-based voting systems and risk-limiting audits. International norms and agreements. Appoint a designated United States government representative on election interference. Signal a clear and credible commitment to respond to election interference. Public education and media literacy. Educate voters about disinformation tactics and how to critically evaluate information. Encourage media literacy to combat fake news and propaganda. Deterrence and consequences. Impose legal penalties for collusion with foreign entities. Signal a commitment to respond swiftly and decisively to any interference. Now, how effective are these measures? The effectiveness of measures to prevent foreign meddling in elections varies. Here are some of the recommendations and their impact. Campaign finance reforms. Now, the Honest Ad Act aims to enhance transparency for online political advertising. While it's a step forward, enforcement challenges remain. Efforts to end dark money by requiring disclosure of donors have faced resistance from interest groups. That's interesting, because if you're a donor of a political party, why wouldn't you want people to know that you're actually a donor? Advertisement disclaimers need clearer guidelines to ensure transparency. Securing election infrastructure. Progress has been made in improving cybersecurity for voting systems, but vulnerabilities still persist. Risk-limiting audits are gaining traction, but implementation varies by state. International norms and agreements. Establishing norms and agreements is essential, but requires global cooperation. The effectiveness depends on adherence by other nations. Public education and media literacy. Efforts to educate voters about disinformation are ongoing. Media literacy programs are essential but face challenges in combating disinformation. Deterrence and consequences. The commitment to respond to interference is crucial. The effectiveness depends on timely and credible actions. Now, is there any context for U.S. security in elections? Election security efforts in the United States have evolved over time. Now, some points from history are early voting systems. Now, in the 19th century, voting was often conducted in person using paper ballots. However, these systems were susceptible to fraud, coercion, and tampering. Interestingly enough, if you look at the election that just happened in Russia, they're still using paper ballots. So, of course, that system is susceptible to fraud, coercion, and tampering. The Australian ballot. In the late 19th and early 20th centuries, the U.S. adopted the Australian ballot system. The secret ballot system improved privacy and reduced fraud. The Voting Rights Act of 1965. The Voting Rights Act aimed to eliminate racial discrimination in voting. It led to significant improvements in election security, especially in the South. Help America Vote Act. Passed in 2002, HAVA aimed to modernize election systems. It provided funding for new voting machines, voter education, and improved accessibility. Electronic voting machines. The shift to electronic voting machines brought new challenges, concerns about security, reliability, and lack of paper trails emerged. Cybersecurity and foreign interference. In recent years, concerns about foreign interference have grown. Efforts focus on securing voter registration databases, improving cybersecurity, and combating disinformation. Risk-limiting audits. States are increasingly adopting risk-limiting audits to verify election results. These audits provide statistical confidence in the accuracy of outcomes. Now, with all of the stuff that's happening in the United States, I often wonder, what are other countries doing? Now, other countries also take measures to prevent foreign interference in their elections, such as the International Norms and Agreement. Countries work together to establish norms and agreements to prevent election interference. Now, if they were appointing a designated U.S. government representative on election interference, helps coordinate their efforts, signaling a clear and credible commitment to respond to election interference, deters foreign governments. Countries enhance cybersecurity for election infrastructure. They share threat intelligence and collaborate on identifying and countering disinformation campaign. Countries promote transparency and campaign financing. Disclosure requirements ensure that foreign funding sources are visible. Monitoring and enforcing campaign finance laws are essential. Educating citizens about disinformation tactics helps them critically evaluate information. Media literacy programs raise awareness about foreign influence campaigns. Diplomatic channels are used to address concerns with foreign governments. Sanctions can be imposed on countries engaging in election interference. International organizations send election observers to monitor and report on electoral processes. These missions help ensure fairness and transparency. Voting is our right, and it should be maintained in an honest fashion. There are always going to be haters out there who will try and discredit the system and the policies that are in place. It is imperative that we continue to be vigilant and make sure that votes count without outside influence, without propaganda, and without interference. Clear heads and minds in our country is what will delegate a true election system and prove that democracy works. Our voice, our vote, our count. Stay vigilant and vote. Every vote matters. That's all for today. Thank you for listening to Lou's Lips, and until the next time.